If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean Richards is off, but Chicago Cindy Perlman with us. She is out in Las Vegas, writes for the Las Vegas Review Journal and the New York Times Wire Service as well. Cindy, good morning. We have sequel news, and this is going to make Adam Sandler fans happy, isn't it?
Good morning, Bob. You know, everything gets a sequel these days, and now I hear that Happy Gilmore 2 is not just on the way, but being fast-tracked in Hollywood as a Netflix movie. Now, I love Happy Gilmore. It's the 1996 classic starring Adam Sandler. Remember his character, Happy, was kind of a bad-tempered hockey player, and then his grandmother's house was being repossessed by the IRS, and he had to turn to golf to earn some money.
Yeah.
But last night, Christopher McDonald, who played golf pro Shooter McGavin, said that Sandler has already shown him a script for the straight-to-Netflix movie. He said, "I saw Adam 2 weeks ago, and he said to me, 'McDonald, hey, you're going to love this.' And I said, 'What am I going to love?' And he shows me the first draft of Happy Gilmore 2.
Nice. Do we have a date yet for any of this?
We don't have a date, but I guess production could go into any golf course in maybe even Las Vegas soon. We could see Happy Gilmore people. And the little trivia, you know, Adam Sandler's company is Happy Madison Productions, and it's based on Happy Gilmore and also Adam's other favorite movie, Billy Madison.
And in Las Vegas, there where you are, you've gone to a couple of concerts recently that are bound for Chicago. Tell us about these shows.
July 15th, Chicago is having Journey Toto. And I don't know if you've seen them in the past, Bob. You must have seen Journey, right?
Well, yeah.
Sometime over the years, right?
Sure.
But what surprised me is Journey was great, but Toto killed it. If you ever think of missing the opening act, it's not really been an opening act. It's one solid hour of Toto hits. And Steve Lukather, who's the lead singer now, he told a lot of good stories, including a lot of the guys on Toto backed up Michael Jackson on Thriller. So a lot of good music history from Toto, too.
And we were talking here with John Williams recently about people standing up during a concert. You know, nobody sits down at all sometimes, and it kind of is annoying. Everything okay at the show you saw?
Here was the moral dilemma. The last two songs from Toto are Rosanna, which is great, but the last song is Africa. The guy two seats next to me gets up during Africa, what everyone's waiting for, and starts barreling through the row. But the guy at the very end is filming it for his elderly dad, who he has on FaceTime, watching Africa. And the guy said no, he would not move to let the guy out. I thought they were going to have a fist fight in the aisle, but I don't know. Where do you stand? That is kind of rude to leave on the last big song.
Well, yeah, social media strikes again. Yeah, and that I love that song by Toto as well. So, you know, I'd be a little peeved by that. Arnold Schwarzenegger had a pacemaker installed recently. How's he doing? What are you hearing?
You know, the last time Arnold had open-heart surgery, he did a film junket a few weeks afterwards, and I walked in, and he looked at me, and he said it in the perfect Arnold accent. He goes, "What? You didn't bring me the strudel?" And I was like, "No, I'm sorry." He goes, "Oh, you're trying to kill me." But he did have part of a pacemaker put in. He's doing great. He has a really fun podcast called Arnold's Pump Club. It's on Apple and Spotify and all the places. If you ever don't want to work out, if you listen to this thing for about 5 minutes, Arnold really will pump you up and get you out there. But he said he's good. He said he hates talking about medical stuff. In Austria, where he's from, nobody talks about this kind of stuff. So he said it's hard to share this. But he's 76 and now is saying he was actually born with a heart defect. So he's had a few of these heart surgeries over the years. But he's back, and he's even mulling over another Conan film. So speaking of sequels, we might see Conan back in action someday.
He's pumping us up. And let me play a little music to get you in the mood for this last entertainment headline of the day. A Complete Unknown. That's going to be the title of this Bob Dylan movie, isn't it?
This is exciting, Bob, because this is Timothée Chalamet, who's really killing it in Dune and Wonka. He has all the big box office hits. He's starring in this big budget biopic of Bob Dylan. And the last few days, he's been spotted all over downtown Manhattan, looking exactly like a young Dylan. The sunglasses, the black button-ups, the brown jacket, all the curly hair. They've been at all the key spots. I guess inside the Chelsea Hotel is where Dylan found a lot of musical inspiration. He used to sit in the restaurant. There's a special bench around there at a park where he used to write songs. And the film takes place in 1965. It was a pivotal time for Dylan, who was a folk singer to begin with, but that's when he made the switch to rock and roll and an electric guitar. So he was very worried, would his fans go with him? Would they hate him for this? And the best part, too, is a little trivia. Dylan was 19 at the time, came to New York with $2 in his pocket. That's it. And then the rest is history.
Yeah, I mean, there's a story I remember the great 60s rocker Bobby V telling about having a guy in his band who played drums. I think he used the name something Gunn, G-U-N-N, and it was a very young Bob Dylan. Definitely had a very interesting early career, didn't he?
Definitely, and the support cast on this is great, too. Ed Norton is going to play folk singer Pete Seeger, and Elle Fanning is on board as Dylan's longtime love interest, Sylvie Russo. So this looks like one of these Oscar-fantastic biopics due out sometime next year.
Look forward to that. Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. We'll speak with you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
By the way, here's that Bob Dylan story I remembered hearing from Bobby V. This was in Fargo, North Dakota, and Bobby had a band. I think he had a band starting in high school called The Shadows, and they hooked up with a drummer who said his name was Elston Gunn, G-U-N-N-N, three N's. He was a busboy at the Red Apple Cafe in Fargo, and he played for a little bit with Bobby V, and then they got rid of him, apparently, because he moved over to play piano, and he could only play one key, so they threw him out of the band, and of course, later, he was known as Robert Allen Zimmerman, and finally, Bob Dylan. Topics during yesterday's late-night monologues included RNC job applications, Eclipse-themed fast food deals, and a new dating trend. Here are some highlights, courtesy of Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and we'll start with Stephen Colbert.
We learned that NBC News had fired Ronna McDaniel. She was also recently ousted as chair of the Republican National Committee, which is now being run by Trump daughter-in-law and stunt double for Janice from the Muppets, Lara Trump. Lara and the Trump team immediately fired most of the RNC staff and are making them reapply for their jobs. Reportedly, they've been asking any potential hires whether they believe the 2020 election was stolen. Yes, if you want to work at the RNC, you got to believe Trump's big lie. The other interview questions include, how sexy is Donald Trump on a scale of hubba hubba to boing? And will you give me $60 for this flag Bible?
President Biden is set to appear at a campaign event tomorrow in Midtown Manhattan, which means New Yorkers will be appearing everywhere 40 minutes late. The fast food chain Burger King has announced it will offer free Whoppers in honor of next month's solar eclipse when the sun will be totally obscured for parts of the country. Meanwhile, Taco Bell customers said, what's the sun? Today was Manatee Appreciation Day, unfortunately, at Red Lobster. And finally, a single ticket sold in New Jersey last night won $1.3 billion from the Mega Millions jackpot. Oh, who won? Ah, damn it!
Listen to this. I read about a British Airways passenger. Okay, this is real. A British Airways passenger who had to sit through a 7-hour flight with an exposed bolt digging into his head because his seat didn't have a headrest. I mean, honestly, it's just nice to hear about a plane that has bolts. Yeah, even more annoying, there was a kid behind him who kept kicking the bolt. And finally, I heard about an unusual new dating trend that some people are trying out. Take a look at this.
People are stripping down and plunging into ice baths with strangers, hoping to form lasting relationships. Testing the waters for a lasting connection with a 3-minute first date inside a tub filled with icy water.
Yeah. Freezing water works so well for Jack and Rose and Titanic, so... I don't see what the problem is. Guys love freezing cold water. Why don't you get out first? Yeah. Now you go, you go, you get out first. People are like, sorry, I'm really not feeling this. And by this, I mean my legs.
Jimmy Fallon from last night.
I was in the pool!
Beyonce's album drops today, Cowboy Carter. And one final bit of entertainment news. Taylor Swift's father, Scott, will not face charges for allegedly punching a photographer in Australia. The incident occurred in February when Taylor Swift was in Melbourne for her Eras tour. Taylor and her dad were coming off a yacht, and a veteran paparazzi photographer was taking pictures of them.